Be patient. Like any skill, developing sharper reasoning takes time and practice. Approach each chapter with an open mind and a willingness to challenge your current ways of thinking. By the time you finish this book, you'll have a comprehensive set of tools to think more clearly, reason more effectively, and solve problems more creatively. Critical thinking isn't about having all the answers. It's about asking the right questions and being open to better solutions. In the first chapter, we'll explore why critical thinking is often overlooked and how you can start building a strong foundation for sharper reasoning. Chapter 1. Your brain's missing manual. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Albert Einstein, theoretical physicist. Getting familiar with critical thinking concepts. What is critical thinking? Critical thinking is the deliberate process of analyzing, evaluating, and synthesizing information to form well-reasoned judgments and make sound decisions. This means less automatic responses as soon as something enters your head, and instead engaging in reflective thinking. You should be questioning assumptions, examining evidence, and looking at alternative perspectives. Critical thinkers have many traits in common, like being curious, open-minded, and skeptical of surface-level information. They want to understand the deeper context and implications of what they encounter. To boil it down, critical thinking means actively applying logic and reasoning rather than simply accepting all information as it is. It means having to evaluate the credibility of any sources used, look at any biases involved, including your own, and recognize logical fallacies in arguments. If an article you read about a new diet guarantees weight loss, as a critical thinker, you'd ask, what evidence supports this claim? Are the studies cited credible? Could there be alternative explanations? The good news is that you can develop this skill. You can learn to better navigate complex situations, solve problems more effectively, and make decisions that are grounded in facts rather than assumptions or emotions. How critical thinking is key in everyday life. Critical thinking can apply to many everyday life situations, not just academic or professional environments. Things like deciding which news source to trust, managing your personal finances, or even resolving a conflict with a friend or coworker. Simply put, critical thinking can help you make better, more informed decisions. If you're deciding between buying a new car and continuing to use your current vehicle, this is a great opportunity to implement critical thinking. A surface-level decision might focus only on the appearance of your current vehicle in the new one, or even brand loyalty, leading you to make a poor buying choice. But if you apply critical thinking and evaluate things like long-term costs, fuel efficiency, insurance rates, and your personal financial situation, it'll often lead to a smarter, more sustainable choice, and you'll have a better chance of not ending up with a clunker. In social situations, critical thinking can allow you to engage in more meaningful conversations. You might question stereotypes, challenge misinformation, or recognize when someone is using emotional manipulation against you. It can foster more empathy and encourage you to consider different viewpoints. It should also reduce the likelihood of being swayed by persuasive but misleading arguments. Ultimately, critical thinking can help you take control of your decisions. You can solve problems more creatively and approach any challenges you encounter with a rational mindset. Today, we have an overflow of information at our fingertips, including misinformation. And so developing this skill is extremely important for your personal and professional success. The power of questions. Inquiry. Socratic questioning techniques. Socratic questions are designed to encourage deeper reflection and reasoning. If it isn't obvious, these techniques were named after the ancient Greek philosopher Socrates, and the method involves asking a series of open-ended, thought-provoking questions to challenge assumptions, expose contradictions, and explore ideas more thoroughly. The goal isn't to simply provide answers, though. It's to stimulate critical dialogue, guiding you toward discovering your insights. You'll want to use this technique to break down complex ideas, and it'll also promote more self-reflection. For example, if you're in a business meeting discussing why a product line is declining,